This is Akashwani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. In Jammu and Kashmir, security across the Kashmir Valley has been increased manifold after killing of several tourists in a terrorist attack in Pahalgam yesterday. The location of the attack is around 85 kilometers from Srinagar in South Kashmir's Anantnag district. The joint combing operation by Army, CRPF and J&K police is underway in the region. The operation has been expanded to 5 kilometer radius from the attack location in Pahalgam. Special forces, sniffer dogs and other technical intelligence means have been deployed to track down the attackers. Additional checkpoints have been set up on highways and in sensitive areas, and quick reaction teams have been deployed near key installations and tourist hotspots. The J&K government has set up round-the-clock emergency help desk for tourists in Srinagar and Anantnag. The emergency control room at Srinagar is 0194-2457-543, 0194-2483-651. And ADC Srinagar's helpline is 700-605-8623. Union Home Minister Amit Shah held a high-level review meeting with senior officials in Srinagar after the dastardly terrorist attack on tourists in Pahalgam. The Home Minister is scheduled to visit the site of the terrorist attack along with Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha today. He is also expected to interact with eyewitnesses and visit the hospitals where the injured are being treated. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have condemned the terrorist attack on tourists in Pahalgam. Terming it as shocking and painful, the President said it is a dastardly and inhuman act which must be condemned unequivocally. In a social media post, Mr. Dhankar said that such acts of violence are reprehensible and deserve our strongest condemnation. Prime Minister Modi said those behind the heinous act will not be spared and will be brought to justice. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said their evil agenda will never succeed. Leaders across the globe have condemned yesterday's terrorist attack in Jammu and Kashmir. US President Donald Trump called up Prime Minister Modi and expressed deep condolences for the loss of innocent lives and assured full US support to help bring the attackers to justice. Ministry of External Affairs emphasized that both nations stand united against terrorism. Earlier, White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt said Trump had been briefed on the attack. She described the attack as brutal and reaffirmed US commitment to global peace and security.
The president has been briefed by the National Security Advisor, and he's being kept up to speed as more facts are learned. And our prayers are with those injured and our nation's support for our ally, India. These types of horrific events by terrorists are why those of us who work for peace and stability in the world continue our mission.
U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance, currently in India with his family, also expressed sorrow over the attack, calling it heartbreaking. Moreover, Russian President Vladimir Putin extended his condolences to President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi on the killing of several tourists in the Pahalgam terrorist attack. Prime Minister Narendra Modi cut short his state visit to Saudi Arabia following the terror attack in Pahalgam. Our West Asia correspondent reports that despite the shortened trip, Prime Minister's visit to the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia had several key outcomes. Indian Ambassador to Saudi Arabia, Suhail Ejaz Khan, said the two leaders also welcomed the progress made by the joint high-level task force on investments.
The two leaders also agreed to expand the scope of the Strategic Partnership Council, and it has been agreed that from the current two committees, we will have four committees in the Strategic Partnership Council, and the two new committees which have been agreed upon are on the defense cooperation and another is on the tourism and cultural cooperation. Both the leaders also welcomed the discussions under the joint high-level task force on investment.
Mr. Khan also said that His Royal Highness the Crown Prince condemned the terror attack and offered any help to India in this regard.
His Royal Highness Crown Prince conveyed his condolences. Both the leaders strongly condemned this terror attack. His Royal Highness also offered any help that can in this regard. And as you know, India and Saudi Arabia have a very excellent cooperation on the issues related to terrorism, and we continue to work together in this issue.
In IPL T20 cricket, Delhi Capitals defeated hosts Lucknow Super Giants by 8 wickets at the Ekta Cricket Stadium in Lucknow last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.